Hey everyone, it's the Stunt Granny Audio. This is Jeremy. Joining me, as usual, for these pay-per-view previews is Mr. Kevin DeFrango. What's up, man?
Wow, not too much. It's been a long day already, and I still need to get more beer for the game tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was going to save this for Monday, but it doesn't matter. We went out over Paul's last night, and we tried I've been drinking Yuengling Light lately.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, because it's only 99 calories trying to watch my figure. And, yeah, that, you know, and then I don't know if you've seen the commercial with the bikers or whatever.
No, remember, my retarded state doesn't sell.
Oh, God.
Yuengling.
That makes no fucking sense. I get it all the way down here, and you're a state over.
I guess what the deal is that they only have their plan. So they only have X amount of production.
Oh.
And I keep on hearing, well, the one rumor I heard was that they were going to pull out of the state of New York because their sales aren't that great, and they're going to come to Ohio.
Hey, I would figure there's enough transplants. Hell, every Sunday around here feels like being in Pittsburgh. So, oh, but no.
Yeah.
Well, just for your info, Yuengling Light does not taste the same as Yuengling. So, even though no matter what they say, there in no way do they taste the same. And that is a positive for Yuengling and a negative for the Yuengling Light. So.
Yeah, I've never tried that. I've had their black and tan before.
Yes, that makes me break out in hives, so I can't drink that one.
I don't drink it too often.
But. No. I have stupid fucking allergies, so.
Yeah, I know the deal on that one.
Yeah, that's right. We discovered one when we were at your house for Christmas. Ah, what a shitter that was.
Yeah.
All right, and nice segue, unintentional, but speaking of shitters, we're actually here to talk about wrestling. This is the TNA's Turning Point pay-per-view, and this has been, you know, on net or whatever, built as the turning point for TNA to where they're getting, like, their own storylines going and, you know, with the new younger guys and blah, 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 that sort of thing.
Yeah, even though they had younger guys versus main event guys a year and a fucking half ago.
Yeah.
You know.
And also, it's also a turning point because the main event is the same main event they had 3 years ago, I believe it was.
Yeah.
I think it's what they keep talking about. But instead of being the X Division Championship, it's the actual TNA Heavyweight Championship. But we'll get to that in a second. Right before we came on air, I actually told Kevin that on paper, this pay-per-view has a decent shot at being pretty good, like a decent card on paper, or on the inner tubes, as you will.
Yeah, there's only two matches, I'd say, that,
yeah,
you know, could, you know, I don't particularly like, but the other one, two, three, four, five, the other six look pretty solid.
My God, there's eight matches on here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's why I had to count. Of course, that does mean that half of them will stink because they'll only go like 5 minutes.
Yep, too short.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's just start at the bottom and work our way up. I think this is how they want you to do this anyways. The first one in is Team 3D and Rhino versus Matt Morgan, Hernandez, and D'Angelo De Niro. From what I remember, and ever since TNA's decided to put movies on instead of actual Impact on Saturday, the viewing's been very sparse. So I don't. The last I knew was Rhino and Brother Devon, or Devon, whatever. I forgot, it's Brother Ray. They were fighting.
Right.
So did they... I don't remember how they explained this away, but this match doesn't really do anything for Hernandez or Matt Morgan.
They realized with... which is kind of ironic in a way, with bringing in Hogan, that they're actually trying to push the young guys.
So they're trying to do a kayfabe sort of thing where, like, they're acknowledging the young guys are... Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I just caught what you said. They're trying to say by bringing in Hogan, they're pushing young guys. No, is that seriously what they said? All right.
Yeah, I'm glad that finally dawned on you. Yeah, that because Dixie Carter in her little damaging 2 minute 20 second speech,
which was wonderful, just wonderful.
Yeah, Dusty and I went over that the other day.
Yeah.
But yeah, she said that they were going to be heading in a new direction, so that convinced Brother Ray and Brother Devon. So last week they realized, like, oh fuck, they're going to start pushing the young guys, which, Leia said, is really ironic considering they're bringing in, what, a 57-year-old as their yeah. new star.
With a bad hip and bad knees, yeah. That's really funny. I'm sorry. I'm actually glad I didn't get that at first. Remember that a couple years ago I went through that span where funny things didn't hit me until like a week later? I guess I'm going through a much more abbreviated version of that. My God.
Yes, so the upside to that is hopefully they have realized that Jesse Neal should be put out to pasture.
Yeah, why isn't he in this match? Where is he?
I don't know. He really should be the other guy.
Yeah.
Because they brought him, Team 3D brought him aboard, and because I only watched the last hour of it, again, because of the whole no Saturday viewing thing,
mm-hmm.
I haven't really caught all of it, but I have read some of it, so I'm kind of going off of what I've read and what I've seen.
I do appreciate how we sabotage our accountability. Or not accountability, what word am I looking for? We've sabotaged ourselves by going, well, you know, we only see little bits and pieces here and there, but hey, fuck them. That's their fault for putting on Airplane and Lake Placid. Although both of those movies make for better viewing than TNA, so.
Well, but with the way that they do all the snippets, like, I caught build-up for all of these matches within the last 2 weeks.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
The only thing that I didn't catch this week, as far as hype wise went, was Lashley, Steiner, and Kong Tara. But I saw both of those. I saw both of those last week.
Okay.
And I mean, I do. Like I said, I do read the reports too. So I mean,
yeah.
I
read the reports. Yes.
To date, in that manner. And yeah. Hey, fuck! I just explained what the jackassery going on in this match was. But yeah, I don't know if they've said anything. They didn't say anything. Brother Ray did not say anything this week about Jesse Neal. I'm not sure if they addressed that last week or not. I can't remember. Yeah. I like that De Niro's in that spot, though. But, you're expecting Team 3D to put somebody over. Of course, Rhino might, but...
Yeah, Rhino seems to have no problem putting people over.
Uh-uh.
I mean, regardless of who it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, he does it too often.
Yeah, but... nice job. Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, nice job, dummy. Everyone's gotten over on you. Hey, take a hint. Jesus. Okay, Matt Morgan, I kind of understand. Hernandez, I understand, but it's still... I mean... That doesn't do anything for the two of them. Matt Morgan was just in the semi-main event last pay-per-view with Kurt Angle. And yeah. Now he's probably going to be in the opening match of this pay-per-view. I mean, that's a step backwards. That's not even... obviously not a step forward, but for God's sake, I mean, if they're trying to say that they're pushing young guys, how the hell are they going to justify that when... You've gone from a semi-main event status to the opening card status. It's kind of like Delirious in Ring of Honor. I mean, well, no, it's actually nothing like Delirious, but it's... I was just going to point out something Eric mentioned, that when we saw Delirious in Detroit, and then we saw him in Orlando, he was in the opening match. He went from the main event... it is. He went from the main event match in Detroit to the opening match in Orlando. I mean... That was a year's time. This is a month's time. I mean, good God.
Yeah, well, and they've botched Hernandez's push, you know, from the start. He didn't feud with Homicide almost at all. They gave him, like, maybe a 5-minute squash match against him,
yeah.
Which isn't good for longtime pals and all that good crap. Then they have him go up against Eric Young, but then Eric Young's shit and that storyline has gone and died off. Like, I mean, he was supposed to come back after his injury as this big badass. Well, and then you have the whole cashing my fucking contract in when there's the wrestlers in the match, so I'm a complete
in a four-way. Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, they have done everything they could to sabotage Hernandez's push.
Well, I think having him lose, I mean, he was in with, what, Kevin Nash, Eric Young, for the international title, which at the time was the Legends title. And here's the problem. The international title, did we mention this before, that the international title is technically a world championship, so they have two TNA world championships now?
I mean, oh, really?
If you really think about it, it's international means all over, so...
That's true.
All over the what? The world, right? I mean, it...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the same could be said for the Intercontinental Championship as well, but...
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't... This match... This just seems like one of those matches they threw on there because they wanted to get these guys on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, here's... And... I mean, if Jesse Neal was in it, then I could understand. And not that I want to see this guy in there, but if you want to go from a storyline standpoint, he should have been in this thing.
Definitely.
But I'm sure he's going to come down somehow and interfere and cost, like, Rhino the match or something, and no one will care. So, because remember, he was getting booed when Rhino was beating his ass up, and they were cheering for Rhino. So, I mean, that's just kind of his lot in life is... Well, you suck anyway, so who cares?
Yeah.
Right.
No, he needs to join Jethro Holliday and Sojo Bolt on the getting axed category.
Yeah. Okay, so did Jethro actually get axed? Because I know Sojo did, because I actually posted something about it for a change.
Yeah, at least as far as I know, they took him off the TNA page.
Oh, okay. Well, they've done that oversight thing where they've gotten rid of people and were like, oh, shit, and then put him back on. So.
I'm even on their page, and I don't care enough to check.
Yeah, so am I. All right, let's go to the next one. A match that should be good, but it's got Russo all over it. This is a TNA Knockouts tag match with all the titles on the line. The Beautiful People, all three of them, versus Sarita, Taylor Wilde, and ODB. Again, I don't know, because I didn't even know the hype for this one. I don't know how the rules go. Is it whoever gets pinned loses their belt? I mean...
I suppose...
Which would make sense. I mean, it would be the easiest way for this match to make sense.
This was the one of the two matches that I didn't see the hype for here, okay. So...
Oh, awesome.
This week.
Oh, credibility was the word I was looking for earlier.
Yeah, credibility.
That's
yeah.
it, yes.
That's okay. Whatever. Well, TNA has no credibility, so...
When in doubt, attack something else. Very good. No one puts Kevin in a corner.
Okay. Well, as long as you carry the watermelon, we'll be okay.
Okay. For this one... The only... ODB's champion is just kind of stupid. When you have Awesome Kong, you have Tara, I even say Alyssa Flash because I'm going to carry that flag for a while. Or well, grind that axe, whatever.
She certainly looks a lot better as Alyssa Flash than as Raisha Saeed, that's for sure.
Well, yes. I thought you were going to say Cheerleader Melissa. And I was like, wait a minute. Let's see.
I don't know.
Who else do they have in here? I mean, I would even go back to Taylor Wilde being champion over ODB. I mean, I don't know. Apparently, she's got to have some allies. I mean, she's stuck around, and she signed a new deal as well. So,
but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, they just haven't. Again, they just haven't really done a good job of making her champion. I mean, just like. Well, actually, they've concentrated on AJ being the champ this past month. Thank the Lord. At least AJ had enough sense in him to yell at Vince Russo.
Yeah.
But ODB's kind of in the same way. It's like she kind of got lumped in with this mass feud with the Beautiful People, and it's like, okay.
Well, they were. I mean, they had their problems in the past as well. So,
right.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. But I mean, the main antagonist isn't with the company anymore. So, and
yeah,
just kind of like, yeah, whatever. But I mean, the only way if they want to do a title change in this, I can see anything being justified, is the Beautiful People winning the tag belts.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's the work rate or work ethic. I don't want to say ethic, that's the wrong word, but
yeah, it is.
There's
right word.
Yeah, it's just there. I don't see any of the Beautiful People being able to handle being a singles champion.
Oh, not now.
I mean, Lacey Von Erich? No.
She was a train wreck.
Yeah. Just,
oh, my Lord. Yeah, so. Like, she got in there about for maybe 2 minutes last week, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I think last week was the show I actually taped and actually watched.
Yeah, she...
Apparently not close enough.
She was bad.
Yeah.
In 2 minutes of action. I mean,
yeah, and she goes for that choke slam, and it doesn't work. And I saw her do the claw that one time, and I was like, no. The claw is a move you can't do anymore. Because everyone knows it's fake. Because everybody who's watched wrestling has put it on somebody, and it doesn't work. I mean, and you can't do the whole, well, they've got extremely tight tendons.
Powerful.
Or, like, oh, fuck, whatever. So, I love Sarita. I've really come around on Taylor Wilde as wrestlers. I like the Beautiful People as a gimmick, not so much as wrestlers. So this, I can't say this is a match I'm looking forward to, but...
Because even, what's her name, Velvet Sky's gotten a little bit better in the ring, but really her upside is still on the mic, and really her upside on the mic is not being helped out without having Angelina there.
Yeah, and that's the Beautiful People's problem right now, is they don't have the heavy hitter. They're trying to make Lacey Von Erich the heavy hitter, but it just, no one, I mean, I don't think anyone buys it. So,
no.
Yeah, so there's that. This will be, I'd say 5 minutes, five to 7 minutes easy. And yeah, I'm not even going to bother doing predictions. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Well,
like you said, the only way there's a title loss is that if it's the tag titles. I mean, I think that's a good enough prediction, honestly. That means that more than likely the face team's going to win.
Yes. All right. Let's go to the next one. This is a match that they've botched because of the type of match. Awesome Kong versus Tara, or Victoria, whatever you want to call her right now. This is the one they've been building up for months. And the very first match is in a steel cage. And the other thing is, this match should be for the Knockouts Championship.
Yeah. Yep. And I bet you it's in a steel cage so that next month they can have a three-way with
ODB
in these two.
Yeah.
I'm throwing out my prediction at the beginning of the preview of this match. And I don't know, what's her name? Tara really just hasn't done a lot for me ever since she's come over. It's like she's just there for the check.
Well,
you
I loved her
in the WWE, but, you know, I don't know. She just doesn't seem to be that into it.
Well, she does train for MMA too, and that was supposed to be her main focus. But I mean, so I don't know if she's got like a Bobby Lashley sort of thing, to where it's just like, take it for what it is. And I mean, I haven't really seen too many problems. I think the problem with her more has been the booking of her. I mean, she her first match with Angelina Love, she loses, and then she puts a fucking tarantula on somebody and then threatens to put a tarantula. I mean, you're not Jake Roberts. I mean,
yeah,
that's made no sense. I mean, she carries a tarantula down in a plastic case.
Yeah, and I don't know why people are all scared of it, but if it's in this case, like, you should just run up to it and just boot it into the crowd.
That was about to say the same thing. Just boom. And all you see is this little, like, plastic cube end over end.
And like, just the whole crowd is just screaming. It'd be awesome.
That would be perfect, actually. I mean, but you can't in a cage, though. maybe that's why this match is in a cage, because Awesome Kong would kick the spider across the impact zone.
Yeah, now, if they got rid of the spider, that would certainly help.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody acting all... Well, I mean, I guess people do that at the fucking zoo, too. Where it's just like, oh, that snake's behind a giant piece of glass. I should worry about it. Like, I mean, hell, my grandma couldn't even go into the fucking... this snake area there in a zoo. So,
really?
I mean, I suppose wow. People could be scared of a spider to that point. But
yeah, I'd be
really
scared of a
like
spider if it had a gun in its hand. And that would mean that it's a spider with hands, first off. That would scare the shit out of me. But... No, I mean, yeah. It's like, I just checked the mail for the first time in 2 weeks, and I brought it, and there was a spider in there. And he got the ninja action, and pow, splat.
Yeah, and there just isn't much to worry about, really. Like, I mean, you just really have to piss off a tarantula to get at the bite
you
anyway.
Well,
so.
I think the whole thing with spiders is just they're hairy, and people just see the hair.
Looking.
Yeah, and it's just like, ew. And that's my thing, too. So, it's just like little, I mean, I don't care for spiders. I don't get into the whole was it Hindu or what Buddhism, whatever, don't kill it, let it go, fuck that, you're out of here, there'll be more of you guys, trust me, I see you every summer. But this match, this should just be a singles match. I mean, I know that they've been building this up as, you know, that there's bad blood, they both want to see who's better. Well, what does putting them in a steel cage match prove when it comes to who's better? There's been no outside interference.
And nobody has been near the title belt.
Yeah.
Since, I mean, Tara, won it and then lost it right when she came in. But then both her and Kong really haven't been anywhere near it since then. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And that's actually where I was going earlier that I totally forgot with the booking part of it is, you know, she wins the belt finally. And then loses it because Slick Johnson was getting blown by Madison Rayne or something.
Right, yeah.
And then never got it back. I mean, that doesn't... And not even, like, in, like, 6 months, half a year, whatever amount of time. It was loses to Angelina Love, wins it on Impact, loses it back. It's... I don't know. It just made her look stupid. And then they've just... been teasing this the entire time. Then it finally happens, which this match should have happened at the last pay-per-view, and then this one could have come by.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's all about, you know, a progression in a feud, and, you know, they haven't had a pay-per-view match either, period.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, okay, sure, it's in... a steel cage already.
Yeah. And I know we spend a lot of time on women's matches. But the thing is, they
push their women.
Yes. Well, they push the women, but then they also pull in the ratings. They're still the highest rated segment on every show. And I think we mention this every time we talk about women, but it's the facts. And despite how badly they book the women's matches, they're still top-rated segments. I mean, imagine if they were, like, dutifully booked, and...
it would help.
Yeah,
well,
it's like,
that
wow.
Any of them could really carry Mike's segment at all anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But...
Because, well, I mean, Victoria never got a whole lot of time in the WWE.
Right.
And, well, Kong just, me, Kong, me, kill Raisha, or whatever it was. And that was just bizarre at that last pay-per-view. Kong is beating the tar out of somebody, ready to give her a finisher, and then you try to slide her a chair.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what? After she kicked it back to you, and go, oh, yeah, she has this in hand. Well, A, you should have never given it to her, and B, after she kicks it back, shouldn't you go, oh, that's right, she's kicking her ass.
Yeah, take a hint, dick face. Yeah, well. All right, we need to move on. We're spending way too much time on these.
That's okay.
But no, I'm going to... There's going to be something goofy has to happen, right? In this match, so... To have another one.
I don't know, maybe Raisha redeems herself and she interferes somehow and costs Tara the match. And she's back together with Kong.
Possibility.
There, all that's right. My prediction.
Yeah, I'm just going to say hopefully it'll be a good match. Because women don't blade, so I don't think we'll see that, but it'll still be interesting at least. So, okay, next match is the X Division Championship match with Homicide and Amazing Red.
Yep.
This has potential. It really does. But here's the thing. If he's part of the World Elite, shouldn't he be trying to get Amazing Red in the World Elite instead of trying to get rid of, you know, trying to take his championship from him?
Because
they tried to get Hernandez, so it would only make sense that they would go after Amazing Red.
Well, plus he's actually from Mexico, I do believe, unlike Hernandez, who has dutifully pointed out that he is actually from Texas and his dad served in the Army. But, I mean, aside from that little problem.
Mm.
Yeah, they should be going after Red to get him in there. And I don't even know how much time... Don West got assigned to Red as his manager, and I'm not sure how much he's actually talked for him at all, honestly. I don't think I've seen him talk yet.
Amazing Red, I think, talked a long time ago.
Well, no. I mean, I haven't seen Don West talk for Amazing Red.
He has some, like, backstage stuff.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, it's if you're fast forwarding, it's one of those things where, you know, when you're putting the DVR on like 3x speed, it'll skip right over it. You won't even see it.
But that has been a problem. Mm-hmm. Like those weird little segments that they do now. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, they just it's because they don't know how to develop characters on TV, so they got to do these like stupid skits or whatever. To like sit you down and do this and this, it's like, oh boy, okay.
Yeah, because I do not stop for those. Because it's like, okay, why do I want 5 seconds worth of somebody talking?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Despite all of that, this actually really does have the potential to be a good match if, you know, the usual allotted amount of time for it. Just let the two guys go and see what happens. If it sucks, well, you know what? You don't go back to it. But if it's really good, well, then now you got something you can build off of. Because it looks like they're moving Daniels and Samoa Joe and all them out of the X Division finally. So you're going to need to have some other, you know, some, I almost said new blood, but some newer people in there. I mean...
Yeah, well, and as for as old as Red is, in a way, he really... How much time was he out of TNA?
He was out for a long time with all those knee injuries and stuff.
So, I mean, in some facet, he is a new face.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Homicide has been a tag team guy for quite some time at this point. So, I mean, even though he's, again, not new, per se... But he's new to the X Division. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, these are two guys that they could do, you know, build it around.
Yeah. They could always bring in, but they, since they've really fucked up the whole suicide character, they could bring back Frankie Kazarian if they wanted to, as part of the X Division. I'm just thinking outside, and I just hope this isn't one of those deals where there's a lot of outside interference, and mean, I'm sure there's going to be because he's part of the World Elite, but, you know, it'd be funny if Don West helped Amazing Red win and then got to brag about it or something, just for the comedic value of it. I think it'd be funny. If they're going to ruin the match, you better hopefully just make it funny. I mean, I know it's a lot to ask for.
Well, I mean, Don West could certainly make it funny.
Mm-hmm. He can make it awesome.
Their best talker, unfortunately, is not really getting enough air.
You got it.
Rurp.
All right.
Excuse me.
Let's go with the next match.
We can motor through other matches.
Can you tell the ones we're not interested in? This should be a short one. A revenge match. The Boss, Bobby Lashley, versus Big Papa Stump. Almost a Big Papa Stump. Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner, doing the Rick Rude gimmick. This reminds me a lot of the Steiner-Goldberg feud they had. Because Steiner is that fucking freak guy with muscle on muscle who looks like a legitimate physical threat or opposition to Bobby Lashley.
But
so that
because he's so immobile, he shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly. But at least, you know, standing side by side or toe to toe, face to face, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's a legitimate fight.
Yeah.
Between two big guys. And I think that's at least a selling point of this. Other than Scott Steiner being like every other guy and is horny for Bobby Lashley's wife. I mean, or, I don't know, is Crystal Marshall his wife or just his girlfriend? I don't know. I guess I don't care to know that she's actually that attached to Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't really care. I had honestly forgotten about her and that it was actually, like, I don't know why. I've seen her on TV a couple of times, but for me it did not connect, like, that she was the knucklehead from the WWE.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why that did not catch on with me. But anywho. Yeah. Who cares one way or the other?
Yeah, especially with Bobby. And I'm going to say Scott Steiner wins this, though. The only reason I'm saying that is, and I know I said we weren't going to make predictions, but it goes to the greater story of all this with Bobby Lashley talking about how, you know, he knows he's going to have to make a choice between wrestling and MMA, and if Strikeforce told him that, you know, he couldn't wrestle, that he wouldn't wrestle anymore. And if Dixie Carter, you know, she's the boss or whatever, I'd be like, pack your fucking bags. Our ratings...
She couldn't say that to the people that wanted to leave.
There's
no way she's going to do it to a guy that has some name value.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, what honestly name value does Frankie Kazarian have?
No, you're exactly right. But, and I'd even go as far as to say Bobby Lashley doesn't have any name value at all.
He has some. I mean, he's getting out there.
Yeah, but for MMA.
Yeah.
And the MMA kids are not going to order wrestling pay-per-views.
Because of that.
Exactly. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want to see this fake shit and whatever else. And, you know, we talked about this before with Bobby Lashley and his TNA MMA career. It doesn't make any sense. And and him saying that he'd make that decision and because he wants to fight, well, you know he's gone, so why even take the chance? Why even put any money into him?
Because they can. I don't, you know, because he's a retread.
I mean,
I'm naming all the reasons that, you know, it's like, oh, he used to be in the WWE, it's going to help us out.
If they could work it to where Crystal gets, like, does some naked photo shoot or something, then I would say keep him around. And I am in no way joking. I'd be like, all right, you can stick around and wrestle Jesse Neal for 4 pay-per-views as long as your wife lays down. That's fine. So, hey, she's still smoking hot, man.
Yeah, she was quite attractive.
Yes.
I will never forget the poker event that
oh,
they had.
God damn. Sorry, he's lost me for a second. It's, wow.
Yeah, can you at least wait the jerk off until after the show?
Oh, all right. Yeah, that would be kind of uncomfortable for everybody. So you're in the middle of talk, and I'm like, wait for it. Wait for it. but no, but that's why I really think
can
so.
Can I put it on your chest, Kevin?
Oh, Christ. Well, I'm not hard anymore. All right, so let's go on to the next match. Jesus Christ, what happened? Okay, this is a match I am looking forward to. The TNA tag match with Machine Guns, the British Invasion, and Beer Money. Which should be their tag team division with like one or two other teams to mix it up every once in a while. So what do they do instead? They just put all three teams in a match together. I mean, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, and that was really weird. What it was on Impact this week. Was it they had to wrestle for their spot? I think it was Beer Money had to wrestle for their spot in it.
No, it was the Machine Guns, right?
Oh, the Machine Guns.
Yeah, that's how they got into the match, because they won.
Okay, yeah.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah, I'm kind of... I did pull that up here.
Or was it... Or was it... Yeah, the Machine Guns wrestled 3D a couple weeks ago, wasn't it, to get into the match? And that's when Saban got hurt.
Okay, yeah, it was Beer Money defeated British Invasion in a non-title match. So, yeah, it was going to be the Guns and the British Invasion.
Right.
But they added Beer Money.
Okay, yep, that's it.
For the three-way.
Yeah, because you can't just have, you know, a regular tag team match, heaven forbid. That's a little too boring nowadays.
Well, that, and I mean, I guess this goes back to the whole bloated roster thing, and I don't know, we haven't really mentioned it that much, but that's probably the reason why their pay-per-views are always like 9 matches long. Because they try to shoehorn in everybody. And they don't say, you know what, fuck off, you're not on it this week.
Yeah.
Or this month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just need to say that every now and again.
Yep.
It'd be like, you know, as much as it'd be a downside to not have Beer Money on there, you know, have that be their fucking rallying cry for the next pay-per-view. Hey, we got screwed last pay-per-view, we weren't on it, we should have been in the match. You know, it gives you a built-in story.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, you're... Well, yeah, all right, you're not wrong. But the thing is, whenever they do these, like, I don't know, get TV time sort of things, it never pans out. It always comes off as weak, so...
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Yeah, but... Now, it... I'm trying to, like, the Guns, I mean, they haven't been on a pay-per-view outside of, like, trying to get Suicide's mask off forever. And
yeah, I mean, that's the that's more the problem that I have with this match, is that how many times I say this, as much as I like them,
mm-hmm.
They have no business being in a title match.
Yeah. Well,
I don't care if it was just one match that they won to get into it. It's fucking weak.
I was always liken it to where, like, if you see, like, the old WWF days, when they had, like, the Killer Bees, the Iron Sheik, and Volkoff, the Dream Team... not so much a Dream Team anymore at this point, but like the Powers of Pain, Demolition, Power and Glory, all these teams, okay? And all of a sudden, like, I'm just throwing names in here now, but like the British Bulldogs, who are the champions, and all of a sudden they're in a feud with the Hart Foundation, but then there's the Ding Dongs, who show up out of nowhere. And they're like, we never get on TV. You know, they didn't talk, but whatever. Or the Executioners, if you want. And like, we never get TV time. We never get to do this. Never get to do this. And then at SummerSlam, it's suddenly the first ever triple threat match with the Ding Dongs, Hart Foundation, and British Bulldogs. You'd be sitting there going, what? Why did this happen? But then the Ding Dongs happened to beat Power and Glory on a fluke, and then they got in there. Or the Body Donnas or something like that. I mean, just... That's pretty much how the I guess the machine guns. I'm likening them to the ding dongs. So,
I don't mean it that way,
but you know, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's not their fault. It's the way that they've been booked.
Portrayed.
They've been booked to look like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, they're just slap happy jackasses, and that's funny, but it doesn't mean that you have a win loss record. But winning and losing doesn't matter anymore, anyways. So. But I guess they just don't want to give us the British Invasion versus Beer Money again. And I just don't understand why.
Neither do I. I mean, it was a good match the first time around. It should be better. And going back to the whole Terra versus Kong thing, if it was just those teams, it would make sense to escalate it into a cage match.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've had one match. They had that month off or whatever with the Fujiwara tables, ladders, and chairs on an upside-down pogo stick belts held
on
by
a blender stick match. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's, I don't know, it'd be like, what are they supposed to have, a flag match or something? It's like, oh, fuck. But I don't understand. And this just goes to the entire card. I mean, why can't we just have regular matches? We have a 6-man tag team match that doesn't matter, so who cares? You've got a decent women's, I mean, I guess this should be a review point, but whatever. You have a steel cage match between people who are meeting for the first time. Well, I mean, you
exhibition
got Homicide and Amazing
match.
Red. Well,
yeah,
okay.
Exhibition and then the revenge match, which, yeah, they have built that up. I mean, you know, as much as I don't really care to watch that train wreck, have built it correctly.
Yeah, and by definition, shouldn't the revenge match be in a fucking steel cage? I mean, you know, since it is revenge, what better revenge than just beating the hell out of each other in a steel cage? But
yeah, well,
what do I know?
There's no revenge either, really, considering that they, in fact, have not wrestled yet either.
Yeah, true, yes.
Nobody is getting revenge right now, really.
Yeah, good call.
I mean, maybe if Steiner had actually slept with Crystal, then we would have some revenge on the platter.
Well, knowing Russo, I'm sure that's going to come up, and she'll help Steiner win or some stupid shit like that, and she'll be his number one freak. So, all right, let's go on to the next one, since we started talking about a match we'd already talked about. This is a challenge match, and this is the ever-impressive Desmond Wolfe versus the reformed Kurt Angle. You were the one that was really giddy to talk about this, so this is all you, because I don't care. Eric and I talked about it in our whole thing with the roster game, and I know Dusty does not like Nigel McGuinness as well. So
no, he really is like, I don't know what you see in him, and you know what, the way they are booking him again, it's just like he cannot be writing his own material and going, yeah, this sounds great. The reason I said that I had to talk about this is that, okay, like, I like what he did, the mid-main event slot there. He ran a little a video, and then he tried to sneak up on Kurt Angle to attack him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's kind of a clever thing, you know, throw Angle off, tell him you're not there. But, A, you shouldn't have been dumb enough to have the video only be like 2 minutes long so that it starts looping.
Yeah, I actually did see that. So,
you could have been a little smarter than that to have it be like 5-10 minutes long, something like that. So that, you know, maybe Kurt Angle doesn't catch on. So that part was okay, but he goes to the back and he cuts a promo. And he says that everybody is going to bow to the Howl.
Ooh. Really? Okay, I didn't hear that, bow to the Howl. Like, as in, like, a wolf's howl?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
They have completely fucked him. He has looked like a complete and utter tool bag since he's come in. There's no two ways around it. He didn't have a good debut. He hasn't been good since then. His mic work has been terrible at best. That bow to the Howl, especially, like, Lauren actually had that cringeworthy face on, and I'm like, you know what? Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again, because, like, I was like, you finally put on the right face of disgust. Because that line was just utterly atrocious. Like, I don't know who let that come out and go, oh, yeah, this thing's great. Let's use it.
I'm trying to find a rundown of TNA Impact, because that can't be true.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. That's why. Ew.
I
sent that text message to you immediately after I heard that. I'm like, oh, my God. They did not just do that. I'm trying to find it here.
Yeah, I'm over on .net, because I couldn't find it on the torch.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking too hard either, so.
Yeah, there it is. Bow to his Howl. Yeah, it's,
Ooh, it's even says his Howl?
That is the only reason I was excited about this match.
Where the hell was it?
Oh, it's in between Twill's 2 cents there, after the Amazing Red match. Yeah, it's after number 5 there.
Oh, my God. He broke out his new catchphrase. This is from ProWrestling.net, Twill's coverage, or Twillings, whatever.
Yeah, he's too cool to use his whole fucking name.
He broke out his new catchphrase and said everyone would bow to his Howl. Then he asked, do you like that? Boy. I know we're always harsh on TNA. I mean, it was very rare. There's a lot of complimentary words about them, but that's embarrassing. I mean, that's just embarrassing.
I'm still laughing talking about it. I mean, it's just terrible. Like, just so utterly terrible.
Wow.
I mean, I saw it, I'm like, fucking A. These people are so god... Like, I even sat there and I said, how can Hogan sit there... Like, even if Hogan didn't watch on a regular basis before now, if he's watching now... He has got to be thinking to himself, how am I even going to get these morons out of this situation? Like, as great of a promoter, self-promoter as he is.
Well, also, I was reading something about the TNA Impact ratings, though. The highest rated segment was that Jim Neidhart-Jay Lethal match. So, you know, Hogan's going, okay, that's going to be Brian Knobbs and Jerry Sags. Yeah. That's scary, man.
No wonder fucking... That's the only thing that bugs me about Pro Wrestling Ohio, but I can kind of understand them doing stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, because you're an independent. You're a small promotion, and that's fine. You're not a promotion that's on TV. And putting over these relics over your established talent, I mean, that's a crime.
I saw Jim the Anvil Neidhart was no more than 2 feet from me, and I didn't care to say hi to him.
Oh, really? Oh God. You couldn't be bothered.
No, I couldn't. Fuck him.
That's funny.
And that guy's beer gut. Oh, my
Lord.
Yeah.
Well, he was always a big guy, though. So.
He was always a big guy, but, I mean, when it looks like you're... carrying Octomom's children. It's a fucking problem. Plus, I was about in tears when I saw that he was drinking Bud Light. I'm like, yeah, dude. Why don't you just go with the fucking Bud Heavy, for God's sake?
Just go with it, man. Oh, God. What were we even talking? What match are we talking about, by the way?
We're talking about Desmond
Wolf. Oh, Desmond Wolf and Kurt Angle. Okay, let's get back to that.
I don't know. Maybe Wolf's performance in the ring will help him out.
As long as he gets to throw a bazillion clotheslines. That was always my problem with Nigel, was that he could carry himself. And when we were with him in Orlando, he carried himself. I mean, I even said, yeah, he's the next guy to go. I mean, he carried himself like a legitimate star, regardless if that was his gimmick or not. I mean, you bought into it and it looked real. But now he's especially going with a catchphrase like that, and I know it's harping on it. That's Bush League. I mean, the Junkyard Dog could get away with that. Or Scott Steiner could actually get away with that. Because he's a maniac anyways. So you would expect him to say something like that. But not somebody who's trying to get themselves over as, like, a British badass. I mean...
Yeah.
And I will not go with someone trying to say, well, he's doing it because he's a heel. Well, of course he's saying it because he's a heel. But as a heel, he's trying to make it sound like legitimate badassery, and it's not.
Yeah, it's I don't think he can. Like I said, I mean, I said it at the top. I don't think he can recover. Like, unless they do a complete and utter drastic change to his character, I don't know. Even if he somehow busts out of the bazillion clothesline. Thing like I don't know. I guess I thought he didn't just throw clotheslines. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention, or I was more involved with the fact that my ex-wife was fucking drooling all over him. One of
the
two. Yeah. So I don't know. I thought he was decent in the ring, but he has a chance to prove himself against Angle. Really, I mean, as much as I can, you know, throw white trash comments at Angle. He still wrestles. He's still their best wrestler.
No, without a doubt. I'll be curious to see how this plays out, though. See how serious they are about Desmond Wolf.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, and I think I mentioned this to Dusty when we were talking about pushing the stars. Like, if nothing else, Wolf kind of needs to look like Cena did. Against Kurt Angle way back in the day. Like, even if he loses, he's got to come out of it going, oh, fuck, this guy's pretty good.
But I don't think you can have him lose, though. I think they've put so much into him so quickly. I mean, you've taken this guy that no one knows and put him in the ring against Kurt Angle. If Kurt beats him, I mean, regardless of how it looks, I mean, unless it's just his own mistake, kind of like a Matt Morgan sort of deal where... It's like, shit, I'm the one that messed this up. That sort of mistake?
Uh-huh.
Then okay. But you can't have Angle win, just give him the Angle Slam and, Olympic Slam, whatever he wants to call it now, and then making him tap out to the ankle lock. I mean, it's got to be some big move or some giant mistake on Wolf's part so that he can come back and go, you know, the only reason I lost is because I made the mistake. I beat myself. Give him something to come back with.
Yeah, but so. That would be weird having a heel admit that he made a mistake, since they always blame something else.
Yeah, but it could. I'm getting like fantasy booking sort of thing where it could be, you know, he's like the only reason you won is because I beat myself, or, you know, if it wasn't you at all, it was all me, something like that. But you're right though, so. All right, let's get on to this last match so we can get the fuck out of here. This was actually the main event for, was it Genesis or Ultimate X or Destination X, whatever, years ago.
Yeah, I've tuned it out.
Yeah, I know. Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, and Daniels. For weeks, they've played up that Daniels is trying to tell AJ Joe's how to get him and blah, 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 and going back and forth. This has classic Russo swerve written all over it. You know, the one you see coming. So then a midget should climb out from underneath the ring and hit AJ Styles with a pole while then hand it to Daniels, and everyone will be like, what's going on? That's.
Well, and I'm not sure if they established who was attacking AJ Styles.
No, that's you're supposed to think it's Samoa Joe, but it's really Daniels. So it's just one of those dumbass things.
Oh,
exactly.
okay. Well, and whatever.
Yeah, and really, that's pretty much what should be said, because
At
there's no.
least they've put the title belt in that kind of a position. They've given it a lot of TV time.
Yeah.
I saw Styles and Daniels do their promos for it. I saw Samoa Joe wrestle, so you know they were at least featuring it, which is a step above and beyond what they normally have done with the title belt here recently. But
Trying to.
I mean, it could be a good match, you know?
It should be a good match. And I think it's got a possibility of being a very good match up until the inevitable swerve, whatever, at the end. Everyone knows it's coming. Everyone can see, you know, just. And I guess that's my problem with this, is you know it's going to be good until the end. And the end's going to be fucking stupid. Like the whole Samoa Joe Sting match, where you knew as soon as Kevin Nash got in, he was going to hit Joe with the belt, and it took all the luster away from everything Joe and Sting had did, or Joe had done, period, because it was just retarded. It's going to be one of those. And I don't know. That's my problem with this one. Because, I mean, Joe and AJ should be able to tear it down. And if they want to put, you know, Atari 2600 in the match and let him go through all his moves and be done, then fine. But I don't know.
I mean, I guess this goes back to the whole improper booking thing. Joe just hasn't looked like a world champ recently. Neither has Daniels. Of course, Styles really hasn't either, but you know, I mean, can you really have the title belt change hands with nobody in the match looking like they should be in the match? Yeah, that's the kind of note that we had to end on. You know, I mean, we didn't have much of a choice. You know, Joe hasn't been great in the ring for a while, but this kind of a match is what they can reestablish them if they so choose, and if they choose not to go with that swerve. But like you said, it's almost inevitable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you really could build up all three of these guys at the same time. Of course, they'd also need some wins over some fairly well-heralded opponents at the next pay-per-view also. But, you know, that's a discussion for another day.
I don't think. All right. I don't. I still. I'm with Eric and D on this one. That I just. Daniels just doesn't hold anything. He's awkward looking. His moves are always the exact same. I mean, like, what's it? Paint by numbers, or as Eric would say, video games. That's why I called him Atari 2600.
No. I mean, he really shouldn't be in the match. And him comparing himself to AJ Styles is kind of amusing. I mean, I don't think AJ Styles is the greatest thing since Gouda cheese or anything like that, but you know, he's definitely better than Daniels is. You know, if they wouldn't fucking jerk around his character and make him good guy, bad guy, this, that, the other thing, crying over his belt, crying over a loss, then coming back and bouncing back and being a hard ass 5 seconds later. You know, again, we're back to the whole jackassery of their booking. You know, I mean, that's the problem all the time. I mean, we can't go through one of these things. I mean, it's not picking on them when they continually do stuff wrong. You know, I mean, I don't feel bad picking on the moron at work when he continually does stuff wrong. You know, I mean, if you can't, you know, if you can't draw an elevation right, you can't fucking draw an elevation right. Like, I should pick on you. That's not my fault. Like, when I tell you exactly how to do something and you don't follow my commands, then that's fine. Like, I know that they're not listening to us, but they should have enough sense to be able to book this stuff. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It isn't.
No, it shouldn't be that hard.
I mean, I understand there's probably a little more to it because you've got to deal with these morons that actually feel like they're winning a legitimate sport. Bunch of fucking jackasses think that they're actually MMA fighters or something.
Yeah. Yes. So, I don't know, man.
My title belt, it's real. No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
You're not really a badass. You're very good at your job, don't get me wrong, but you're not really a badass.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, is there an off chance this match just goes and actually just goes and ends? That's it. No outside stuff, no swerves, no, you know, no nothing.
Well, I mean, the swerve could be that Daniels really was attacking him, and just like when it looks like, you know, AJ's going to get something done, he clocks AJ somehow. You know, because hasn't he spent like the last couple of weeks repenting and telling AJ that, hey, I told you it wasn't me attacking you?
But that's the swerve. I mean, what I'm getting at is, no, that doesn't happen. It's just they all fight, and the match actually just ends with one winner. And I'm just wondering, I mean, just, or is that, or would that be the swerve? Like, just fucking with the internet fans, as they like to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't think that is much of a swerve. Well, you know, I guess I expect something more for a swerve, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
You know, whether it's someone helping out somebody, some bald-headed, other bald-headed guy does come down and attack AJ Styles, and it's like, see, I told you it wasn't really Daniel. I told you it really wasn't me. You know, I mean,
actually, that'd be even funnier if you go, see, I told you it wasn't Daniels, and he's like, motherfucker, that's you. What? Yeah.
I always talk in third person.
Yeah, I'm Ricky Henderson. Jesus. Oh, but I don't know. It's if I can make it to that match tomorrow night, we'll see how it goes. You know, I don't know, man.
I think on paper, I'm
gonna stick to it. On paper, this card has some decent matches and it has some intrigue.
Yeah.
I absolutely don't trust them to allow the wrestlers to do, you know, what wrestlers can do. I mean,
yeah, and you know what? You know Tim. He's kind of watched TNA here recently. He goes, those guys are pretty good in the ring. And I was like, I keep on saying that. Like, I mean, I say it all the time. Like, I don't really have that much of a problem with their wrestlers per se. It's the fact that there's jackassery around it all the time.
Yep.
And he even said the same thing after watching a little bit of it. And it's like, yeah, you know, what can I say? You know, he's kind of the lay fan that gets into it when it's really popular. And, you know, he agrees with people that watch it all the damn time and, you know, want to bash their head into a brick wall because of the horrendous booking all the time.
I don't know. I guess I'm all talked out on the subject. I mean, it's now just a wait and see. And, you know, it's like, put your money where your mouth is. Just one of those things. If they really want to make this, you know, pun intended, a turning point for the company, then fucking make it a turning point for a company. I mean, stick to your guns. And
the bald-headed guy attacking AJ Styles was really Hulk Hogan the whole time.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, that'd be hilarious. And then, and that could actually lead to Daniels going, how did you mistake the two of us?
I have a torso that's as long as his legs.
Oh, all right. Well, you got anything more to add to this?
No, no. We've bitched about them as much as possible.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get my drinky on. I know it's only like in the middle of the day, but fuck it. I have nothing else going on, so.
Yep, I'll wait till hopefully Pitt commences their beatdown of Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'll be pulling for your boys, since mine don't seem to be wanting to do much of anything in the second half of any game, so next week should be unbearable, but I'll be watching regardless, so. But, all right, well, I'm going to get out of here. There won't be a review unless something extremely cool or extremely ridiculous happens, so, yeah. So I'll probably be the first one off the messenger tomorrow, so. But, yeah, everyone, thanks for listening. And I'm going to get out of here, so Kevin, take us home. You going to take us home, or are we just going to, you know?
Time, just about time for the sippy time beers, so let's get out of here and enjoy some other football.